what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
Yeah. Are you looking to be a part of something bigger than yourself?
All right, fans, we are ready to go now between Chaminade, the men's game, Chaminade, and the Penguins. Both teams are done warming up. And we are almost ready for the national anthem, getting the overhead announcement right now. The women won easily tonight. And that was a great, great game. Hunter Horenstein is alongside. Stuart Horn with you. We are ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, fans, we are ready now for the starting lineups for the Silver Swords from Chaminade University under head coach Matt Mayer. He's assisted by Maurice Maggiolino, Tom Sherbish, and Daryl Matsui. He'll be sending out number 3, Dominique Cooks, a 6'4" sophomore out of Wollongong, Australia. That's Hunter's hometown. Number 5 is Stephen Bennett, a 5'6" senior out of Los Angeles. That is not Hunter's hometown. It's Wollongong, Australia. Number 14 is Marmadou Diarra, a 7-foot junior. Now, the 7-foot part, that is the same as Hunter. And he's out of Bamako, Mali. The 7-footer is Diarra. Number 24 is Wally Koulibaly, a 6'3" sophomore out of Bamako, Mali. We've got 2 out of Bamako, Mali. Diarra and Koulibaly, both out of Bamako, Mali. And rounding things out for Coach Marr, number 33 is DeAndre Haskins, a 6'3" junior out of Long Beach. Long Beach, nowhere near Hunter's hometown. For the Penguins, under head coach Brett Tavani is assisted by Lee Creation, Jesse Haskins, and Scott Springhorn. Coach Tavani sending out number 30, Xavier Muldrow, a 5'9" junior out of Riverside. Number 31 is Mark Lewis, a 6-foot junior out of Canyon Country. Number 32 is Xander McNally, a 6'2" junior out of San Francisco. Number 43 is Connor Haysbert, a 6'8" freshman out of Sacramento. And number 44 is Killian Larson, a 6'10" sophomore out of Puyallup, Washington. Hunter, Penguins are going to have their hands full against the first place Silver Swords.
Absolutely. Chaminade, 9-2 in conference, and they upset Oklahoma earlier this season. They nearly beat Michigan State. They've moved from 8th to 5th in this week's NCAA Division II West Region basketball poll. I'll tell you what, the 7-footer, Daria. I mean, watching them in practice just prior to the game, they just look like a team full of confidence, full of swagger. The Penguins going to have their hands full tonight.
Mamadou Diarra, the 7-footer in the middle, tips out against Connor Haysbert, and Haysbert never even came close to it as Diarra tips it out. Now they work it down low, and Diarra knocks it out of bounds as Haysbert was all over him. Diarra couldn't handle it. The 7-footer will keep a close eye on him tonight. Everybody in the house is keeping an eye on Diarra. He's got the big bandage above his right eye. Diarra must have taken an elbow. 30 seconds into it, no score. Down low to the 6'10" Killian Larson. He walks with it. So Chaminade will get it back now. And they bring it into the point guard, Stephen Bennett. Bennett, a 5'6" senior. Very quick and out of bounds off of Xavier Muldrow's foot. Muldrow, the low bounce pass from Bennett, intended for Dominique Cooks. Muldrow got the foot in the way of it. Muldrow booted it out of bounds. So quick. Muldrow's feet are so fast. He does everything quickly. Down low, they get it to Diarra and the hammer jam. And Mamadou Diarra just the first bucket of the night. He slams it with both hands. The 7-footer just jammed it home. I think the Penguins might have to get used to that. So McNally now drives in, tries to get it over the top of Diarra, and it doesn't fall. And Diarra gets in there for the rebound. Steven Bennett comes up with it over to the right side. DeAndre Haskins drives in from the baseline on the right side. And the foul is called against Mark Lewis. So DeAndre Haskins will go to the line. Haskins on the line. He knocks down the first one. Tavani in conference with the referee as Haskins knocks down the first. 3-0 in favor of Chaminade. Second one is missed very, very short. And the rebound by Killian Larson. Killian Larson, Hunter, you and I are used to looking at Killian, seeing him as the tallest guy in the house.
You know what? I was just about to mention that. He's usually the big man. We call him the big man. We've dubbed him the big man. But I'll tell you what, there's just no one reaching 7 foot anywhere on the floor. And all those people look a lot smaller.
Yeah, you're right. Diarra towers over everybody as Haskins gets slammed into by Lewis. Out of bounds, goes out. The Penguins get it back after Haskins has it tipped out off of his own fingertips. 18-04. Penguins down 3-0. 2 minutes into it, the D's have not scored. They've got a couple shots off. But you get Diarra down there, and the Penguins can't just take their normal shots. They have to consider the 7-footer on everything they do. There's a good play by Killian to get around Diarra, but he couldn't get it to fall. It's deep. Haysbert comes down with it and then hands it away to Haskins. Haskins takes it himself, kick out at the last second to Wally Coulibaly. They go top of the key. Long three ball by Bennett. No. Chaminade's in perfect position to get it back. Haskins goes up and falls at the feet of Mark Lewis.
We're used to seeing the big duo, the Twin Towers, Connor Haysbert and Killian Larson, really having their way under the basket usually this year. Right now, that's not the case. Just the height advantage is just so one-sided in favor of Chaminade. That's something that they're going to have to combat with and adapt as the game goes on.
DeAndre Haskins goes to the line and knocks down the first one. He was 1-for-2 in the earlier. And now he's 2-for-3 from the line. On the way, yes. So Haskins 3-for-4 from the free throw line. 17-29, 5-0. Penguins have not scored. They get a down low to Killian. Goes off the glass short. No whistle, no bucket. Rebound Cooks. Brings it up very quickly. Over to Haskins. The jumper left side, good. The 6'3 junior. Penguins call a timeout. It's 7-0. Tavani is talking to Xavier with his hands, with his palms to the ceiling, Hunter. And the Penguins better do something. They better do it fast. 7-0, 17:09 to go. The Penguins are getting hammered. Radio.dominican.edu.
Highlighted performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About, and The Hotspot with DJ Juice.
Every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest.
He's like an English bulldog.
Hey, everybody, you are listening to The Hotspot here with DJ Juice.
Dominican Radio covers all Penguin sports all the time.
Penguins haven't scored yet. 7-0. Wonder what the skunk ruling is. We don't have to find out. 17 minutes exactly, fans, in the first half. We're 3 minutes into it. Killian's got it up over Diarra, and he can't get that one to fall. So Killian's had 3 or 4 shots on goal, but Diarra is just so huge right in his way as the ball is given away by Bennett. Lewis has got it. Lewis now flings it over to McNally. McNally bats the top of the head, calls out the play. Killian over to the right side. Xavier wants to shoot it. Killian low bounce pass, throws it away into the hands of Haskins. Haskins is everywhere, Hunter.
Yeah, Haskins, he's a definite winner. Out of Long Beach, California, a graduate of Jordan High School. His senior year, his team went 35-4. He won the team MVP. I mean, this team is stacked with talent, Stu, I'm telling you.
Three ball by Wally Coulibaly from the right corner. And Coulibaly scores as Leon Hart gets ready to come in. along with James McKinnon for the Penguins. 10-0. Penguins have yet to score. 4 minutes and 4 seconds into it. There's McNally. McNally with the up and under, and he'll go to the line. So the bucket counts. McNally scores the deuce. Mark Lewis out. And Killian out.
Everything is okay now in the igloo here at the Coughlin Center. The Penguins are on the board, and that's a big key. You know, 10-0, and now you're on the board. Now you can relax.
Well, I don't know about relax. It's 10-2. McNally will go to the line, and we're just assuming that McNally will score the freebie. And the Penguins aren't going to have too many easier looks than a free throw shot with a 7-foot Diarra in their face tonight. The 7-footer, I think it's been, I'm going to say it's been at least 8 years, and the last time I remember a 7-footer in the house here at the Conlin Center was when the Penguins faced, let's see, I can't think of the school, I just remember, that's how few 7-footers come in this place.
No, absolutely, Diarra, 7-foot, the transfer from USC, you know, the former Trojan, he's 7th in the nation in blocked shots. And, you know, I'm telling you, this team is so good just vertical-wise. They just have a humongous advantage. It's a wonder how the Penguins only lost 48-43 back on January 10th. But the big key there in that loss was that the Penguins only shot 6 of 25. That's good for 24% in the first half. You know, and they led them at halftime 15-14. That's obviously not going to be the case this game, but the Penguins have to be able to get something going offensively. They have to be able to make the shots, the free ones, like McNally has the opportunity to make right here.
McNally to the line, and the school I was thinking of was Point Loma Nazarene out of San Diego. Had a 7-footer years ago, maybe 8 or 9 years ago. And since then until tonight, I don't remember too many 7-footers in the house. Maybe one along the way. Diarra. So a lane violation after McNally missed the called on Chaminade. He'll get to go again, and he does. And this one he makes. So that worked out for the Penguins there. 7-point game, 15:50 to go, fans. Dominique Cooks brings it up. Only one home game left for the Penguins after tonight.
You mentioned that last home game, February 25th, senior night. Mike Wells, Leon Hart, Brett Poncia. They'll be ending their Dominican University basketball careers. And safe to say all of those guys have contributed nicely in their 4 years under Tavani.
And Poncia, especially with the outside shooting, he doesn't get a ton of minutes, but when he does come in, he's a great three-point shooter, that Brett Poncia. Of course, Mike Wells is freshman of the year when he started off. Under the bucket is Leon Hart firing in. DR with a hand on it. That was a tremendous rejection. What a luxury to have a 7-footer. It must be fun to play basketball when you're 7 feet tall. I mean, that guy's 7 feet tall.
I mean, you got to love it as a coach as well. You just give the ball to him and say, go play. I mean, it's such a luxury to be able to know that you are so, you have that advantage that nobody else can get there. Yeah, there's players that are good, but they'll meet another player that matches them equally in talent. You can't teach size. You can't teach height. And so when you have that vertical advantage, it really gives you a leg up on everybody else, literally.
15:26 to go. And Chris Curtis has come into the game. Oh, and he's... Chris Curtis had come in with his undershirt, you cannot wear a long sleeve turtleneck. So he entered the game. He was called by the referee on it. And a different player has to come in his place. And so in his place, Wally Coolaby has re-entered the game. 15:23 to go. The clock rolls after Hart makes a second. 10-3. Check it, 10-4. Thing we're going to keep an eye on here very closely is Haskins has two fouls already. We're not even 5 minutes into the game. And that could come into play since Haskins all over the place as Bennett cans a deuce. Stephen Bennett, the 5'6 senior out of L.A. from the right side, 12-4. Penguins on their way to some serious thinking. 13-4. Check it. 13-4, fans. After the three ball by Bennett. So McNally flips out. Haysbert on the way. Missed it short. The putback by Leon Hart goes down.
Nice job there by Leon Hart, just forcing his way. That's just pure force there to get that basket. Determination, that's going to be key for Dominican.
It was a 7-0 run for Chaminade to open the game. Rashad Uba has entered the game. And now the shot on goal, very closely by Mamadou Diarra. Does not go. It's almost like he was too close. 13-6. McNally throws it over to Hart. No looks it to Hart. Hart had to fall out of bounds just to save it. He couldn't save it. He stepped out. 13-6. Inbounds. The Penguins have one player in the backcourt. That's Xavier Muldrow. Chris Curtis comes in after he took off his warm-up shirt. Down low, whistle, intended for Diarra, into the hands of
Larson. Returns to the Penguin lineup.
Killian Larson's coming in the game. That ball was intended for Mamadou Diarra. Leon Hart got in the way of it. McNally with a foul. Brennan Holmes gets ready to enter. So the Penguins are on defense after all that. Curtis drives the hoop. Now they back out. Curtis on the right wing. Drifts over to the middle. Tipped out, McNally, loose ball. Xavier Muldrow's got it. Fires it up the court to McKinnon. Back over to Xavier as McKinnon was backing up on it. Xavier out on the wing. Stands on the NC2A logo. Bats the top of the head with his right hand. 13-12 to go, 13-6 the score. To Hart. Hart on the right elbow. Hart, very quick work, down low. Killian's got it. One bounce, turnaround jumper. Killian, no, loose ball. McNally's got it. Left side, Xavier. Bounces the hand again on the top of the head. 12:53 to go, first half. Xavier right side. Xavier goes to the top to Leon Hart. Hart drives the lane. Hart off the glass. And Mamadou Diarra swiped at it, Hunter, like he was a service point in tennis. And he couldn't get a hand on it, and the ball dropped. 13-8, the Penguins are right there.
Tell you what, he'd be the tallest tennis player in the history of the sport if he were to be on the clay.
Behind the back is McNally, who fires one up at from half court. After the whistle, and it went through.
That was a swish, too,
that
Stu.
Was.
That wasn't just a hit the rim a couple of times. That was definitely a swish.
McNally swishes one from half court, but not before the whistle blew, and so no bucket. And that hurts. Brennan Holmes has come into the game with Muldrow, Killian, Leon, and McKinnon. 13-8, 12-15. Outside, Holmes throws it off to Leon Hart. Loose ball into the Chaminade bench. Are going to give it back to the Penguins. 12:09 to go, fans. Penguins trail by only five. Inbounds. Xavier's got it. He's looking for Holmes. Holmes nationally ranked in his senior high school year. For three-point shooters, off-ball penalty is going to be called on McKinnon. No? It's against McKinnon. And I think that foul is going to be called against Dominique Cook. So media timeout as the Penguins head back to the bench. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at DU, where our head coach is Melba Beals. You are either listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu or you are watching on America One. To watch this event, fans, you can do so. You will see myself, Stuart Horn, or my partner, Hunter Hornstein, off to my left on the America One Network by going to DominicanAthletics.com/live video. Hunter, the Penguins all of a sudden are right back in a 25-point game. It looked like they were going to get slaughtered.
Absolutely. A 7-0 run to begin this game by Chaminade. And, hey, the Penguins never lost faith, and they just kept at it. And once you make that first basket, you can kind of exhale a little bit. Hey, we're on the board. We can get back in this. And they have. The biggest thing they're going to have to do, though, is make sure that Shane Hansen, the transfer from UC Davis, doesn't hurt them from the three-point line. The guy is fifth in the nation in three-point shooting, 47%. I mean, I'll tell you what, that's 58 of 123. And this onslaught of offense by the Chaminades will need to be met by the Penguins. And what did I say last game? I think it was a scoring rampage. That's something the Penguins are definitely going to be needing in this game.
The 6'8" junior Matt Cousins out of Santa Rosa has entered the game. He's got the blue headband on, Matt Cousins. Neck length hair, Cousins. Tavani calls out. He doesn't like the foul that was called against one of the Penguins, although it didn't come up on the board that way. Huh. I'm not sure why it came up that way. Tavani said that the block was on the ball only, which is legal. And if you block and in doing so you hit the wrist, that's no good. Up to Cousins, off the glass, Cousins. And that one goes. Cousins left-handed dump off the back of the glass, and that one falls. Easy shot for Cousins. Here's Leon, left side, throws it away. James McKinnon fell on it, and the Penguins will get it back after he fell on top of Wally Coulibaly. Coulibaly ends up on the floor, and they're going to have to wipe everything up. 15-8, the Penguins trail. Chaminade opened up with a 7-point advantage, and it's 7 now. So other than that rough start for the Penguins, D's been hanging pretty tough. McNally up off the glass. That's not going to do it. Cousins got a hand on it, hauls it in. Rashad Ubaugh, the 6'6" seniors out there out of Riverside. He's in place of Diarra, as Diarra's back to the bench now. 10:51 to go. Here's a soft jumper from long range by Steven Bennett, and that's good. Bennett's got two threes now tonight, Hunter. 18-8. 10:40 to go in the first half. Leon Hart goes back and forth, stutter steps, almost throws it away, finds McNally down low, all alone off the glass. McNally snuck in behind Cousins after Hart almost muffed the ball away, found McNally down low. Hammered a bullet to him right under the bucket. And that was a good play by the DU's, 18-10. Penguins not panicking yet. Long way to go before the panic sets in. Bennett drives in right side to Cousins, deep. Cousins walks with it. He gets rung up, and he has the palms to the ceiling, Hunter.
Yeah, I don't think he really liked that call, but it's pretty clear everybody from the Penguins bench was all over that call. And it's funny, when controversial calls go, Stu, it seems like everybody in the stands somehow becomes a referee in some aspect or another.
Here's Holmes with a no-look dump off to Killian deep. Larson can't get anything to go yet. We're in the second quarter now, fans, 9:49 to go. Bennett's got it at the free throw line. Oh, he had a clean look, didn't take it, Cousins. He drives in right side, up off the glass, tipped out by Brennan Holmes. Back iron off the miss by Wally Coulibaly, and Leon Hart comes down with it. Penguins got away with something there. 18-10. 9:20 to go, fans. Xander McNally goes down low. Leon Hart up against Cousins, turns around, has it get away from him. Couldn't hold on to it. Bennett brings it up. Now he goes left side, Cousins off the glass, yes. That Cousins is tough. That guy can play. All these guys can play. 20-10. Chaminade in first place. They've only got two losses in conference all season long. Penguins are going to have it now. Off-ball penalty called. Killian's going to take this opportunity to tie up the tennies.
Ian Collins into the Penguin lineup.
8:54 to go. 20-10, fans. Inbounds to Leon, left side. Three ball, no. Taken down by Cooks. Cooks brings it up himself. Down low to Cousins, backs in, fires it over, stolen by McNally. McNally one-on-one, left side McNally, softly, no whistle. He was guarded closely by Wally Coulibaly all the way up the court, but just stayed right with him. Coulibaly came in swinging, but no whistle. McNally fearlessly pounds it in there. 20-12, 8:15 to go, fans. Penguins on defense now as Holmes is out there. Hard for Holmes to guard against Chris Curtis, who buries one from the right elbow. 22-12, coming up on 8 minutes, Hunter.
The Penguins right now, you know, they got to be able to keep it close. That's going to be the key right now. You don't want to play catch-up too much going into halftime, but you've got to make it close somehow. You're not going to beat them inside the paint. You're not going to beat them from the 3 points. You just got to be keep it close and hope you get that break to get on a scoring run.
Down low, Killian with a sky hook. Can't get it to fall. Killian misses another one. Ian Collins has entered the game for the Penguins. Ian's out there with McNally and Holmes and Hart. And Killian Larson. 7.5 to go, fans. Chaminade working it outside. 12 on the shot clock. These guys are methodical. Soft turnaround jumper by Chris Curtis. Curtis, right side of the key, buckling backward, falling away, nails it.
I'll tell you what, that's just beautiful shooting right there, Stu. You got to give credit where credit is due.
That was a good shot. That's something else. Here's a soft one by Brennan Holmes. Top of the key. Brennan Holmes buries a tray ball. 24-15, Holmes scores the big tray ball. Boy, that was pure.
Absolutely 8 for 14 now, 3-4s, 54% this season. 21 points in his last two games. Brendan Holmes, a freshman, making the statement.
Holmes, nationally ranked three-point shooter. And you can see why with that one there. And Chris Curtis, another turnaround jumper. He had no time to look at the bucket. He still found the bottom. 26-15. Penguins came up with a three. Curtis answers with a big two ball. 6.5 to go, fans. Penguins trail, 26-15. McNally goes around Cousins off the glass. No. Diarra has re-entered the game. Foul is called on Killian Larson. Immediate timeout. Welcome, everybody, watching this on America One. And, of course, fans, if you'd like to watch tonight's festivities, this event is being broadcast on America One. You can see it by going to DominicanAthletics.com/live video. Hunter, the Penguins are down by 11. The D's better get something together.
Absolutely. You got to be able to keep it close, and you don't want to get too far behind. 11 is not a good number. You don't want to be in double digits because the way that, you know, Chaminade is playing right now, they can just turn it on like that. They went on a 7-0 scoring run early. There's nothing saying that they can't do it again. The Penguins need to be able to keep it close if they're going to have any shot at keeping this from being a blowout.
6:20 to go, fans. 26-15. We've got a lot of stuff going here at the Conlin Center. Oh, boy. And these guys are having a blast here during the timeouts. The timeouts here at the Conlin Center are always a huge, huge entertaining time for the people here in the from the community. Josh Johnson doing a good job, Hunter.
I want to remind our fans that you can get Penguin Action live via your smartphone, radio.dominican.edu. Put that into your browser. Click the picture of the iPhone, and there you go. Penguin Action, Penguin Talk, Penguin Sports on the go.
Here we go, fans. 26-15, 6:18 to go in the first half. Very exciting men's game. Chaminade in first place. The Penguins last time only lost by 8. Chaminade throws it away. Chris Curtis intended for Mamadou Diarra. And he commits the seventh team foul. Diarra. 6 minutes exactly, fans. Brennan Holmes has it on the right side. Gets it to McNally. Left side over to Haysbert. McNally slipped. Now to Holmes. Big time pressure as McNally intended for Killian Larson in the middle. Goes behind the back. No look. No. Throws it away. Penguins back on defense. 5:35 to go. Bennett's got it. Miles Carrillo gets ready to come in. Chris Curtis, top of the key. Gets it over to Coulibaly. Curtis. Down low to Diarra. Diarra's going to go in against Killian. Very, very aggressively. Foul is committed by McNally.
You mentioned Connor Haysbert back in the game. The freshman has averaged 9 points a game in his last 8 games. He's moved into Dominican's all-underclassmen starting lineup, and we mentioned him and Killian being the two big men, the Twin Towers. He's going to have a prolonged career here at DU as well.
Down low to Cousins. Cousins missed it from close range. Diarra now misses it from close range. Loose ball, Killian. 5 minutes exactly, fans. Carrillo's going to bring it up. Penguins got away with murder there. 26-15. I cannot believe the Chaminade could not score on that previous series. Penguins will take it. Haysbert, right side. Two and Collins thrown away. Diving on it is Curtis. Over to the right side, Bennett on the way. Bennett gets another one to fall. Does that guy miss?
I don't think so. The main guy's unbelievable. He's a machine from the free throw
line. What a shooter. Bennett cans another one, 28-15. D's getting hammered early. Killian's got it off the glass. Larson, yes. Ian found Killian down low. Ian Collins was down low. He was in trouble all of a sudden. So then he found Killian. Killian finally got one to fall. 4 minutes exactly, fans. Chris Curtis, soft jumper from the left elbow, the putback. The putback by Diarra. Diarra actually missed it, and it went off of his fingertips and fell in. He was looking to slam it home, and he sort of muffed it, and it fell in anyway. That's how tall that guy is. He has all that time above the rim. He has all that time, Hunter. He can miss the shot, and it still goes. Here's Killian. Nope. Down low. Carrillo on the way. Missed it deep from three-point land. Down Bennett. He brings it up. Flings it over to the right side to Curtis. Now down low to Diarra, the 7-foot Diarra. Diarra's bandage came off his forehead. He sweated it off. I don't know where it is, but it's not on his head anymore. Coming up on 3 minutes, fans. Bennett on the wing. He backs up between the circles. He calls Diarra up to the top. Takes it in himself. Down low to Cousins off the glass. Cousins gets hammered. Cousins. You know, Cousins kind of looks like Bill Walton, doesn't he?
Maybe a little Bill Walton, maybe a little hair from Dirk Nowitzki. But
yeah,
I mean, he's rocking the Paul Pierce headband.
He's got the Nowitzki look for sure. 2:59 to go, fans. Media timeout. 30-17, NC2A basketball. The Penguins are getting smoked here, but they're having moments of brilliance, as they've had all season long. Chaminade having lots of moments of brilliance. In fact, most of the moments are brilliant. Very few misses. And I got to say that Bennett at 5'6", I thought Bennett is really going to have trouble out there. You got a bunch of big guys. Bennett is so fast, and he doesn't miss anything.
No, he really doesn't. And you put that as a part of the arsenal that Chaminade has, and it just gives them a complete picture. You've got the big men under the paint. You've got the big man from the 3 points, and then this little fast guy that can break the seam and get those fast breaks on transition. I mean, they've got everything clicking on all cylinders. The Penguins right now just struggling to stay afloat, struggling to keep their heads above water.
McNally is listed as going 3-for-5 so far. I find that hard to believe. Seems like I've seen him miss more than 2 shots. I mean, just getting used to a team this size. Diarra's back in there along with Cousins. Cousins will go to the line.
You talk about having issues with the size. Killian Larson, usually the biggest man on the floor. Not tonight. Only 1-for-7. And that's just stats you don't hear from the big man, Killian.
Nope. Killian's been on fire the last few games, but he's met his match tonight. Playing against the 7-footer, Diarra. The first one by Cousins is missed very deep. The second one is good. Rashad Ubah has re-entered the game. The 6'6" senior out of Riverside. 2:55 to go, Carrillo. Flips it over to the right side to Ian with a head fake. Top of the key, Lewis. Not a Miles. Haysbert drifts over to the right side. They keep working it over there, trying to soften up that left side. Carrillo with 14 on the shot clock. Stutter step. Collins thinks about it. Outside, Mark Lewis. Kick out. 7 on the shot clock. Loose ball. Oh, throwing it, falling out of bounds. Was he in Collins? And he does chuck it away. Now Miles Carrillo bats it away. 2:15 to go right side. Carrillo with an easy layup. Good shot there by Carrillo. The steal and the score to break up that play. 31-19 coming up on 2 minutes.
Smart move by the young freshman Miles Carrillo there. Getting up for the interception, taking it away for the steal, and then scoring. He had the opportunity to maybe dump it off to maybe Ian Collins, but instead he took it himself. Right choice by the young player.
Shot on goal by Chaminade is no good. It's taken down by Diarra. And Diarra can't hang on to it. It ends up in the hands of DeAndre Haskins, who flings the elbows around. And they're going to call the foul on Haysbert. Haysbert gets yanked. Here comes Hart. Collins out. McNally's back in there. 1:47 to go in the first half, fans. Stuart Horn and Hunter Hornstein on radio.dominican.edu. To the line is DeAndre Haskins.
With that foul, Haysbert now has 3, and the DUs have 7.
This one's missed. The freebie is missed, so the Penguins down with it. Here comes Xander McNally to Lewis. Way out on the right wing, throws it away. Tipped out by Diarra. Now they work it down low to Diarra, the alley-oop, and that's how that play is done. From, not only is that an alley-oop, but that's from about half court, Hunter.
Yeah, absolutely. It looked like maybe Diarra wanted to slam that one too. He's just so big. He can do so much in the air there, and he stays up there for such a long time.
Yeah.
It just, there's no way you can defend a 7-footer when you don't have someone of equal size and height.
33-19, Penguins trail 1:27. Hunter and I will be right back. Radio.dominican.edu.
It happens because of all the passionate people at Guide Dogs for the Blind, the puppy raisers and dog trainers, the veterinarians, the volunteers, and everyone in between. You can help fulfill their mission by contributing today. It's only through generous support of donors and volunteers that they can continue their charitable work. For more information, visit their website at guidedogs.com.
You got a friend in me.
1:25 to go. Here we go, fans on radio.dominican.edu. Hunter and I joking during the timeout. We're just, it's absolutely incredible to see a 7-foot guy so athletic. Diarra is so good. He's actually really fun to watch. It hurts me to watch him. What? Now the giveaway by Haskins. Haskins even tried to help up Carrillo. Miles fell down going after the ball. Haskins had him wrapped up and no whistles. Here's the jumper by Bennett. Oh, brother. Top of the key. Bennett again. 3-ball. 22-footer. Holy cow. Hutter at 5'6". You just think Bennett could not be so effective. And yet he's one of the highest scorers of the game so far. Here goes Killian off the glass. 1-for-8. Larson missed another one. Very close range. Larson's bread and butter right there. Timeout has been called by Chaminade. 36-19, under 30 seconds in the half. Hunter and I will be back. Please stay with us, radio.dominican.edu.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. You are now locked on the Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn.
27.8 seconds to go, fans. 36-19. Penguins trail. Penguins are 3-10 in conference, while Chaminade are 9-2. Penguins currently occupying seventh place in the conference, while Chaminade are in first. 18 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Back and forth goes Chris Curtis. He's got McNally on him, 11 seconds. He goes top of the key to Bennett with 9 seconds. Now 8, now 7. Here's Bennett between the legs, 5, 4. Three ball on the way. Bennett again, 2, 1. Inbounds. So Bennett ends the half on a low note for the Penguins. Bennett buries another tray ball. Holy cow, in this one. Bennett has been so effective. Hunter and I will have the exact numbers coming up in about 10 minutes. Please stay with us for the second half. 39-19, radio.dominican.edu.
Your Penguins to victory at the new stadium in Thor's Meadows.
Go Penguins!
Evacuate.
Radio.dominican.edu, live on the air. Hunter Hornstein alongside Stuart Horn. The men take it on Chaminade University. And right now, it is not looking good. 39-19, they trail coming into the second half. And you know what? Sometimes you just don't have it, but this team is good. This Chaminade team is tied for first in the Pac-West, 9-2, 16-7 overall. And they possess the 7-foot Daria. And he's just been making the big men Killian Larson and Connor Haysbert just a non-factor in tonight's game. But the real story, Stephen Bennett, number 5 out of L.A., the 5'6 senior. 17 points, 14 points tonight. 5 for 7 and 4 for 5 outside the arc. And when you have a guy on fire like that, really not much you can do about it. Sometimes you just got to chalk it up for what it is. But still, nonetheless, the Conlin Center is packed. The fans are rocking. And we're going to get ready for the second half here as I bring in the play-by-play man, the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Thank you very much, Hunter. We are ready for the second half, fans. As Hunter mentioned, the Penguins really need to get something going. While everybody in the place is talking about the 7-foot Mamadou Diarra, everybody's talking about the big man, Stephen Bennett, the 5'6er, is the guy doing all the damage. 39-19. Penguins on the back end of a good old-fashioned hammer jam. So Xander McNally, the leading scorer for the Penguins in the first half with 7, Bennett with 14. Bennett's got it, right wing, left side, slams into Mark Lewis, ends up on his back, Lewis does too. Bennett opens up the second half with his first foul of the night. Clock rolls, 19:45, here we go. Penguins down by 20, McNally's got it. Top of the key, Killian. I don't know what he's doing there. McNally's got it. Now Killian moves down low against Diarra. Spins 360 to Haysbert. Back down low to Killian. Off the glass, whistle, yes. So they'll count the deuce. Killian will go to the line.
Nice job by the big man Killian to draw the foul, and not only making it, he's going to get the opportunity to have some free shots right here. And right now, you need to take every shot you possibly can. You need to make them. No pressure.
Killian misses this one. Diarra dove for it, but Haysbert with the rebound. 19:20, the clock rolls. Everything locked up. The shot clock stopped running, and the overhead clock quit running, and so they're going to have to adjust them. Shot clock will have 28. The overhead, 19:18 now. Lewis brings it inbounds, down low to Killian. Gets under Diarra, misses it short. Bennett with a rebound. Bennett speeds the other way. Three on one, soft jumper. And the whole place goes nuts as DeAndre Haskins comes running in. And Bennett with the breakaway, alley-oop. Haskins pounds it down with two hands. So Diarra opened the game with a hammer jam, Hunter, and there was another one. And that's too many. The Penguins are not used to that kind of stuff. Outside Lewis, three ball on the way. Nope, missed it short. But Haysbert with a rebound, puts it back up off the glass. No, Lewis with a rebound. Over to Killian down low against Diarra. Too much, tipped out. Diarra sends Killian flying. Now when Larson hits the floor, you can feel it. The whole place shook. Larson at 6'10" is dwarfed by Diarra. Diarra at 7 feet, making Killian Larson, usually the biggest guy in the house, really work for what he's getting tonight. Soft jumper goes off by Wally Koulibaly, a 6'3" sophomore out of Bamaka Mali. He misses it. McNally brings it down. Comes down with it and brings it up to Killian now between the circles. Larson starting off a lot of this stuff up at the top, and he drives it in the paint over the top of Diarra.
Yeah, that's his game right there, Killian is. If he's not getting the offensive rebounds, usually stopping at the top, starting at the top, then busting his way in. The only problem today is that he's meeting defense that's much larger and much taller than he is.
You're right, he's not hanging around down low so much. Perhaps he just realized that it's going to be too much trouble against Diarra, so they're going to keep him outside of that area.
Those are the small adjustments, Stu, that you got to make throughout the game. The good players will do that. They figure out what's not working, and they adapt to their situations.
41-23, Penguins trail. 17:13 to go, fans. Haysbert goes to the top of the key to Muldrow. The buckling jumper missed it. Taken down, Bennett gets a rebound. He runs up with it. He fakes left. He goes right. Boy, is that guy quick. Holy cow. Shoots it up. No. Down with it, Killian Larson. McNally will bring it across the timeline on the left side. McNally now backs up between the circles. Softly down low to Haysbert. Up against Diarra. Went in there for the alley-oop, and Diarra timed it perfectly. Blocked it out. No whistle. 16.5. Back and forth, Haskins. Outside three ball by Koulibaly on the way short. Everybody going after it. Here goes Muldrow behind the back, and Bennett reached in on him. That's the second on Bennett. So Bennett, both of Bennett's have come in the second half. Bennett's got just two, and they've come in 3.5 minutes. Penguins are now on offense as McNally has it out on the left wing. He's way out there. Now he drives in. Passes it off to Mark Lewis. Tries to set up a screen. Lewis just squeaks through some of the guys, and he's going to reset. 17 on the shot clock. He's being guarded very closely. Soft jumper Lewis by himself. Yes. Right wing, and there's Lewis. Lewis has been hot lately, Hunter.
Absolutely. Mark Lewis, the ASDU president, doing it both on and off the court.
Bennett brings it up slowly. Bennett gets through three Penguins. Back to the top of the key. The stutter step Haskins on the way. No. Diarra comes down with it. Soft turnaround jumper. And he walks with it. Tavani came up and was screaming, walk, walk, walk. And then finally the referees agreed with him. And the referees called the travel. That'll give the ball back to the Penguins when we are back. But for now it's a media timeout. Here comes Josh Johnson. Stuart Horn and Hunter Hornstein, your DU broadcasters tonight.
appreciate you spending your evening with us. Penguin women won earlier, Hunter. Penguin men, 41-25. It's going to be tough.
Absolutely, it's going to be tough. And, you know, I think it's just night and day what we're seeing is with the women's game, I should say, and the men's game. Just completely night and day. Unfortunately, the men, it's just not happening for them offensively. Just they're getting down by too much, and they don't have the offensive firepower to creep back into this game or overtake Chaminade. Chaminade, just an unbelievably aggressive team as far as the fast breaks and transitions. You mentioned Bennett, the 5'6" senior, very quick off the ball, just flying down the court. There's not much you can do to beat guys like him.
15:40 to go, fans, 41-25, and they've got some audience participation stuff going on here at the Conlon Center during the timeout. Glad you joined us on radio.dominican.edu or on America One watching this event tonight. Chris Curtis has re-entered the game for Chaminade. Chaminade on the island of Oahu. 41-25, 15 and a half to go. McNally will bring it up. Right side. A lot of action in this game, Hunter. Killian's got it. They're going man-to-man defense as Diarra moves out closer to the top of the key. And if that's what it takes to get Diarra out of the paint, well, I think the Penguins, that's a good move. Off-ball penalty is called against Chris Curtis. Picks up his first. So Lewis will bring it in on the short side. He gets it into Xavier. Muldrow drifts up the left side, flings it indoors to Killian off the glass. Larson, no. Loose ball. McNally comes down with it. McNally fakes left, goes right, dumps it off to Lewis with a soft jumper, missed it left. Foul is called on Killian. Killian has picked up two. Four fouls for the Chaminades, just one committed by the Penguins here in the second half. NC2A doubleheader. Women won by a huge margin earlier. Penguins now steal it away. Oh, to Mark Lewis. He's got it all alone, Lewis. Oh, good patience, but Lewis couldn't get it to fall. In the corner, Chaminade's come up with it. Somehow, Chaminade's DeAndre Haskins came up with the ball. I don't know how he did that, Hunter. Man, that guy is... All of these guys from Chaminade have got... This is a very deep team. They've all got great moves. Killian now comes up with it. Killian's got a few tricks of his own. Now Xavier Muldrow's got it between the circles. He takes the screen from Killian. On the way, Xavier missed it. And down with it is Haskins. Haskins flings it up to Bennett at half court. Bennett goes between Lewis and McNally, up and under to Diarra with the hammer jam. That's three of those for Chaminade, two of which have come courtesy of Mamadou Diarra. I like that guy's name.
Mamadou Diarra.
Mamadou.
Kind of rolls off the tongue there, Stu.
Mamadou Diarra. Yeah, kind of the way the ball rolls off his fingertips. Oh, brother. And now Mark Lewis gets wrapped up with DeAndre Haskins. Haskins unhappy with the way that Lewis played the aggro there. Now the Penguins get the shot off, can't get it to fall. McNally, another shot by DeAndre Haskins, and it goes.
And McNally not liking that call. The ref saying that he pushed him as a... Who was that? I believe it was...
That was Haskins.
Haskins going up for the shot. McNally, you don't see him usually complain a lot, but that time chirping in the ear of the ref as he walked away. That's a tough call right there as McNally's coming forward. Haskins is going the opposite way, or I should say the same way, and they both kind of collide. Doesn't matter, though. Haskins is going to go to the line anyway.
And the bucket did count. 45-25, and Haskins knocks it down. 46-25. Haskins looks over at the ice box. That's the student section here. And tries to quiet him down.
Mark Lewis has got it. He drives in right side against, right over the top of Diarra, the seven-footer. And Mark Lewis softs it in. 46-27. Chaminade first place in the conference. Only two losses in conference. Miles Carrillo against Bennett. Left side. Chris Curtis with the up and under gets it to fall, 48-27, and he'll go to the line. Killian with his third.
I don't know if I agree with that one, Stu. Killian, if anything, got pushed down as the shot was being made. Killian obviously really upset about that play. At this point, frustrations start to boil over if you're this team, the Penguin team, that is, because, listen, you're getting absolutely wrecked right now on all sides of the ball. Frustration boils over and you start making these silly mistakes and letting your emotions get involved, and that's something that right now the Penguins can't afford to do.
Chris Curtis with the three-point play as he makes the freebie. 12:38 to go, the clock rolls, 49-27. Miles Carrillo's got it on the left wing. Penguins only have one home game left. Brendan Holmes has got it, passes it off to Mark Lewis, off jumper, good hops, off the back iron, taking down Leon Hart. Hart hangs on to it somehow. Back off to Carrillo, left side, Lewis on the way. Yes. Three ball by Mark Lewis from the left wing. Left corner, I should say. ...49-30, inside of 12 minutes. Coming up on the fourth quarter, fans. DeAndre Haskins wants to talk about it with the referee. He did not like the call. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, or you might be watching this on America One. If you're watching it, you're zoomed in on Hunter and myself right now. Stuart Horn with you for tonight's doubleheader NC2A basketball here at the Conlin Center as the Penguin cheerleaders take the floor. Penguin women won. It was a grudge match earlier. That is Chaminade women's. Women had one win in the season, and that was against the Penguins. That was away. Penguins, big-time revenge tonight. They got it back. Penguin men would love to get past Chaminade tonight, but they've got a long road to hoe. It's 49-30, fans, inside of 12 minutes, second half. Can the Penguins do it, Hunter?
At this point, I think that there's so much going on against the Penguins. I hate to say it. It just maybe looks like this one might not be in the cards, though. You know, it's 49-30. You've got a little under 12 minutes to play. The problem that DU's really having is that they haven't gotten on any consistent scoring run or really broken away and done anything to where that Chaminade has to answer with as far as a scoring run. Chaminade's been doing all of it, plus they have the advantage in height and everything else. I mean, you know what? It's not looking good for the Penguins tonight.
So far, I would have to agree. I think anybody watching on America One would have to agree as well. However, it ain't over, fans. We're not even in the fourth quarter yet. Lewis gets it down low to Hart. Now to Carrillo. Carrillo goes between the legs. Good move there. Carrillo flings it across to Brendan Holmes. Think of three ball. Holmes gets it in there to Hart. Hart off the glass. Hart now gets his own rebound twice, three times. He can't make it. James McKinnon gets wrapped up with Rashad Uba, and that's his first. 49-30. 11:20 to go. Bennett brings it up. Bennett now drifts over to the right side of the court. Way over there. Now comes back toward us. Fakes right, goes left. Boy, that guy is quick. Holy cow, Hunter. That Bennett is not only a great shooter, but he is a very fast ball handler. So Bennett's got it on the left wing inside of 11 minutes now. He drives a paint, slipping and sliding all over the place, taken down by James McKinnon. Over to the left side as Carrillo's got it. Carrillo kick out to Lewis. Lewis with a softie from the left side, no.
Tipped out Cousins, but somehow Chaminade holds on to it. Bennett will bring it up slowly. Coach doesn't like it. Coach is up on his feet. And he's got that body language going, Hunter. You can tell when Tavani's happy or when Tavani sees something good. And right now he's neither. Here's a soft jumper. Chaminade straight away by Cooks. No. Taken down by Leon Hart. Brennan Holmes gets it after Carrillo heaves it across the court diagonally. Coming up on 10 minutes, fans. Penguins down by 19. Carrillo down low to Hart. Hart bounces off of Cousins. And Cousins does get it. Cousins racks at the sixth team foul. That's his second personal. Leon Hart will go to the line. Yes. Penguin fans are happy to see something drop. A lot of Penguin fans have their head in their hand and elbow on the knee. This one's missed way left, and that's just the way the Penguins have been going all night.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, the old saying, when everything's, you know, you can do nothing wrong, everything goes right. This is the exact opposite. The Penguins just can't catch any breaks. Everything seems to be going against them. And, you know, you mentioned it, Penguin fans just happy to finally cheer about something, and that as that free throw went in.
Soft jumper from the left side by Uba. No. Cousins with the putback after Uba missed it short. Carrillo's got it. Ooh, he almost walked with it, but he didn't. Leon Hart's got it, top of the key. He drives in, has it stripped away. The steal by Chris Curtis. Well, that Curtis is all over the place. He's out of Tustin. Same as Miles Carrillo. 51-31. It's the greatest margin so far tonight. 20-point game. Here's Bennett for three, no. Taken down by Uba. On the play, James McKinnon hits the deck. Xavier Muldrow gets ready to re-enter the game along with Ian Collins. So McKinnon and Lewis are back out. 9:02 to go in the fourth quarter, fans. Inbounds. Curtis goes over to the left side to Cooks. Now Chaminade playing a lot of catch. Cousins turn around, sky hook. Not even close, very deep. Ian Collins with the rebound. Carrillo back over to Xavier. Muldrow being guarded by Koulibaly. Gives it away. Chaminade defense just too tough. Two on one. Chaminade bringing it up. Penguins were on defense, the two. And Chris Curtis drove right between them and scored the deuce. 8:20 to go, fans, in the second half. This one's going to be over before we know it. Penguins not going to know what hit them if they don't get something going. But they're going to know what hit them, all right. A bunch of big dudes out of Chaminade. And Chaminade's got the height across the board. You're right.
It's as if the Penguins have just run into a buzzsaw of scoring right here. They just, you know, they've played well in the past, and it's tough to take anything away from this game because just Chaminade has just dominated from the get-go.
Hey, you're right. They're not only big. As you were saying earlier, they've got the height advantage and the weight advantage for that matter, but they're also shooting beautifully. I mean, you can only get so much. You can only squeeze so much out of the height advantage.
Yeah, at a certain point, you have to make the adjustment regarding the height because, you know, you do make adjustments. We mentioned Killian Larson making adjustments, knowing he can't go up against 7 foot, so he backs off a little bit. But when another team scores so prolifically as Chaminade is doing, you can't really make any excuses for that. You just got to chalk it up to this team is much better offensively than we are.
Wally Koulibaly with the foul there. Koulibaly with his second, the seventh team foul. committed by the Silver Swords from Chaminade University. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. We are here at the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California in San Rafael, California, in the good old U.S. of A. Hunter Hornstein is alongside Stuart Horn with you. Happy you've joined us tonight on America One or on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting live from the Conlin Center. Little audience participation going on tonight, courtesy of Josh Johnson. Our AD here at the Conlin Center is the great Terry Toomey. Hunter and I are happy you are with us tonight, although it could be nicer if the Penguins weren't down by 22 points, currently 53-31 inside of 8 minutes, second half action. And for Saturday night, a pretty good crowd on hand, although the Penguins have seen quite a few fans leave tonight, Hunter, already, although it's still pretty packed. A lot of people have left, though, I think, sensing the dominance by Chaminade.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say that a lot of people, including myself, have realized that, hey, Chaminade's just going to be a better team tonight. We're looking at Bennett, 14 points, Haskins, 11 points, Chris Curtis, 11 points. I mean, the highest scoring score on our team right now is Mark Lewis and Xander McNally. They've both got 7 apiece.
Leon Hart cans this one from the free throw line. 53-32. And the second one rattles around and goes in. Inbounds to Cooks. Cooks and Uba in the backcourt coming up on 7.5. Loose ball, digging for it. Good play there into the hands of Xavier Muldrow, but not before he was fouled by Uba. And that's 18 fouls. So that's a lot of aggressive defense, Hunter, and we'll see if Chaminade gets into the double bonus or not.
I think they can afford to right now with the way they're playing and the lead they have.
Yeah, you're right. They're playing such massive defense as Muldrow knocks down the first one. And the second one is good as well. 7:36 to go. Fouls committed by Ian Collins right in front of the Penguin bench. He was within 3 feet of Coach Tavani when he did that. Inbounds now, Chaminade. They get it. 7.5 exactly, fans. 7.5 minutes to go as Cooks has it. He goes out onto the left wing. Now they get it down low to Cousins. Kick out. Thinking about it. Three ball. Haskins, no. Down low to Cousins. And it goes out off the end line. Ian Collins picks up another one. That's 2 in 2 minutes for Collins. Actually, it's 2 in about a minute and a half. So Cousins will go to the line now. And this one he misses. Check it. I thought he missed it from here, but he didn't miss it. In fact, he made it. And this one he makes as well. Uh-oh, here comes Diarra, the 7-footer back in there.
Thank you for mentioning that, Stu. I would not have noticed he was back on the court.
The 7-foot Diarra in place of Uba. Carrillo comes in, flings it out to Xavier. Long three ball on the way, deep. Taken down by Cooks. 7 minutes exactly, fans. Cooks across the timeline. 55-35. Cooks brings it up. Once the Silver Swords establish dominance, they just haven't let up at all. Diarra hands it off to Cousins. Now on the left wing to Cooks. Now down low. Diarra bounces it three times. Sky hook, yes. and Mamadou Diarra. Mamadou.
Well, a special shout out to the commissioner, Bob Hogue, the commissioner of the Pac West, in the house tonight to watch this game.
Yeah, I noticed that. I saw he was here. Ian Collins has it stripped away, and then a whistle as Koulibaly ran off with it. Lost the ball, and then Muldrow tripped the offensive player. Muldrow immediately gets yanked. So now the Penguins are going to bring a bunch in. On the floor for the DUs will be Xander McNally, Miles Carrillo, Killian Larson, Mark Lewis, and James McKinnon, I think. And yes, it is James McKinnon. First one from Haskins is good with 6:21 to go. Second one by Haskins drops as the guys from the black hole, or the icebox, I should say, they're doing everything they can to disrupt Haskins' shooting, but they don't. Lewis has it now. Passes it off to McKinnon. Back off. On the way, McKinnon deep. 3 points on the right wing. Couldn't get it to fall. 6 minutes exactly, fans. Cousins. Top of the key, Cooks. Left side. Cousins with a screen. Back and forth, back and forth. Down low, Cousins has got it. Throws it away, intended for Diarra. No look, McNally. Soft jumper, Lewis, yes. Two ball. McNally with a feed over to Lewis. No looking out to the right. Kind of dished it out there. Lewis with the soft jumper. Lewis has got a great stroke on it. I mean, every year Lewis has gotten better. I think this is his third year with the team. Cousins goes up. No, taken down. Just stolen right away by Killian Larson.
Yeah, the junior, Mark Lewis, doing a great job. And, you know, you're right. He does seems to get better and better and better. And that's, you know, just dedication is really what puts those great players ahead of the good players.
Larson gets the feed from McKinnon, goes right over the top of Mamadou Diarra and pounds it in there. 59-39, Penguins down by 20. Diarra, soft sky hook, as softly as it gets. And Mamadou pounds one home. 4:45 to go, fans. 20, let's see, it's a 22-point game. 61-39. Ouch. Softly. Oh, Killian hits the deck. Now Mamadou Diarra is helping Killian up, and they're going to run out and wipe up the area where Killian hit the deck. That's two times tonight, Hunter, that Killian Larson has hit the deck very hard.
That last one was really hard, just went straight down. Even Killian, who usually bounces right up, kind of limping, flexing that right leg. His right knee is already red. He also landed it there directly on his hands. But the tough guy, the big guy, is going to go to the line.
Larson toes the line and makes the first free throw. 61-40. 4:35 to go. The clock won't roll until the ball's in play. On the way. Perfect. Good play there by Killian. 20-point game now. Penguins trail. 61-41. Clock does roll. 4.5. Fourth quarter. Right side, working it around. Ryan Lawler has come in. He's out of Laguna Beach, a 6'4" sophomore. He gives it away into the hands of Lewis, very short. Off the shoulder of Killian Larson. Lewis gets it back. Runs it in himself. Right side, no. Killian's right there with a putback, yes. A steal by Lewis with a steal, and he missed the layup, but Killian was in perfect position. Larson pounds it in there. 61-43, 4 minutes exactly, fans. Icebox. Demanding defense. Down low. Oh, Killian had it for an instant, but Diarra comes up with it off the glass. Missed it, but put it back up. So Mamadou Diarra missed that one, but then was right there to put it back on her. And at 7 feet, that's part of the luxury of being the big man.
If you miss it, you're still real close. Now Mamadou Diarra, just with a massive rejection of the 6'10" Killian Larson. Larson jumped up on the left side. Diarra pounds it away.
There's another luxury right there. You don't even have to get up that much. You can just, all you have to do is time. Timing.
Yeah,
you put your hand up and you block a big man like Killian.
Penguins trail by 20 after Diarra with a big time rejection. Media timeout, 3:16 to go. This will be the final media timeout of the night, fans. We are happy to have you with us here at radio.dominican.edu, where this broadcast is being brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Hunter Horenstein to my left, and a big shout-out to Tyler Burris running the camera up there on America One. This is one of those games, Hunter, where the Penguins got off to a slow start. It was 7-0 before they scored. Chaminade, who on paper was scheduled to kill the Penguins tonight, got up by 7, and it's remained. Once they got up by 20, it stayed right there at 20.
That's correct. That's totally correct. I mean, I think the 7-0 run to start the game really set the tone for the game, and unfortunately, the Penguins were never able to recover from that. You like how they were able to kind of creep back in. I think they made it up to within a 6-point, a 3-point game at one point, but Chaminade, the far superior team, really put this game away, basically like a shark smelt blood in the water and ran with it. And unfortunately, that blood in the water was our Penguins.
All right, both teams are back out on the floor now. Three minutes and 16 seconds left, fans. 63-43. Carrillo's got it, McNally. McKinnon with a nice stutter step off the glass. No, he hit the side of the backboard. Taken down by Uba. Uba flips it off to Cooks, and they'll bring it up slowly. Cooks on the right side. Gets it off to Curtis. Inside of 3 minutes now. Cooks, see if they're going to eat some of the clock with 21 seconds to go. It's a 20-point game. Cooks has got Miles Carrillo on him. He drifts in. Close to the paint, heaves it across the court. 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. Soft jumper and a whistle. Uh-oh.
It's like James McKinnon down on the ground.
Jesse Mazza, the head trainer for the Penguins, is going to run out on the floor and to have a closer look at McKinnon, who does not get up.
McKinnon wears a left knee brace on his knee, and he was injured earlier this season, finally was able to come back, and it looks like he just grabbed that left knee again. That's the one with the knee brace. I didn't see exactly how he went down. It just seemed like there was a few guys around him, and all of a sudden he kind of collapsed and was not able to get up.
Jesse Mazza is tending to him with 2:33 to go. Hunter and I will be back in a moment. It's radio.dominican.edu. You got a friend in me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ P-Yup from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night, What Are You Talking About? And the hot spot with DJ Juice.
Out every time Big Baby made a play, I wanted to punch Mike in the chest. He's like an English bulldog.
Hey, everybody, you are listening to the hot spot here with DJ Juice.
All right, fans, here we go. 2.5 to go. Penguins down by 20. Hart will re-enter the game in place of McKinnon. Well, if we get an update on McKinnon's condition, we'll bring it to you. Chris Curtis is on the line, and he cans the first one.
The good news on McKinnon, Stu, is that he was able to get up on his own and walk off on his own power. But still, that left knee brace, he grabbed the left knee. You gotta wonder how serious it might be. The good news is one home game left, but still, you never want to see a Penguin go down.
No, here's a soft jumper by Miles Carrillo, taken down by Cousins. To Carrillo's
shot was short and then came off the glass. Cousins was right there for the rebound. Coming up on 2 minutes, fans, 64-53, the Penguins trail. Chris Curtis has it on the left wing. He's got Mark Lewis plastered to him. Now they pass it off to Ryan Lawler, the 6'4" sophomore. Lawler scores the deuce from the right side. Lewis off the glass is blocked back into the hands of Killian Larson, who's fouled with 1:49 to go. Cousins picks up his fourth foul as Haysbert and Holmes get ready to re-enter the game. That will send Killian Larson to the line as Daniel Chaladinas also gets ready to come in. Heard a lot of Chaladinas early on. 66-43 as Killian shoots the second one, and they're both good. You know, for a big man, Killian has nice soft hands from the line there, Hunter.
Yeah, he really does, and that makes him just a complete player in a sense. You know, you like the big man being able to just use force and everything, but quick hands and soft hands, that's also key in the game of basketball.
1:45 to go. Bringing it up is Cooks. 1:40 now. Lawler goes top of the key. McNally all over Cooks, out on the wing. Cooks has nowhere to go. Throws it over by the front row of the grandstands. Now back to Cooks with 10 on the shot clock. 9, Cooks has it, 8. Drives in 7, 3:65. Around the left side, 4. Kick out, no look, 2 seconds on the way. Chris Curtis cans it. 68-45, and that's how it's been going all night tonight, Hunter, for Chaminade. They work that shot clock down, 2 seconds, and Curtis knocks down a jumper. Brett Ponch is in there. Poncho will play the final minute along with Michael Wells. So Michael Wells and Brett Ponch have entered the game. Out there with Chaladinas, out there with Haysbert and Holmes. So Chaladinas is going to be guarding against Uba, and Mike Wells is up against Cooks. Wells flanking Cooks across the timeline, 56 seconds. Wells reaches in, steals it away. It goes into Chaminade's bench. They're going to give it back to Chaminade with 53.6 seconds. Uba will bring it in on the short side sideline. He gets it into Cooks, 20 seconds on the shot clock. 50 seconds, coach calls out no foul. And he fouls anyway. Mike Wells gets rung up under the bucket. Diving for it was Cooks. So Wells comes in and racks up the 10th foul with 45 seconds to go. It's a 23-point game, Hunter, and Cook will go to the line.
Wells, a communication major, wasting no time getting part of the game, getting himself into the action with the 10th team foul.
Cooks knocks down the freebie after the foul by Wells. Wells is wearing those shorts kind of high. I think that's only because he hasn't been in the game much tonight. Now the Wells has got the ball after they miss a freebie. 40 seconds to go. Wells has got it. He brings it up. Passes it off to Holmes. Sets up a screen. Poncha. Right side, Chaladinas. Drive. Oh, Chaladinas almost walked with it. Instead, he turns around and buries a deuce from the right elbow. He shot Daniel. 24 seconds to go. Mike Wells now against Cooks, reaches in. Cooks across the timeline. Shot clock is off, Hunter, 16 seconds to go. This may be the end of it, 12. Coming up, 10 seconds now. Now they're just gonna pass it off. Shot clock's off, 7. Cooks, Wells reaches in against Cook. Oh, coming in is Poncha. They throw it down low. Here's Daniel, 1 second, half court on the way. Hits a shot clock, and that's game, fans. Penguins down 69-47. Our next broadcast, Friday the 25th, senior night, Academy of Art in the House, 5:30 women, 7:30 men. Hunter will be here. Stuart Horn signing off, radio.dominican.edu.
just isn't good enough.